I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion, snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in snake rescue.
Okay, I've just got a call from the Clear Estate area. A lady heard her dogs barking outside, and as she looked outside, through a door, she saw a long grey snake. What she said is very huge, so very big grey snake come flying past the door. I don't know if the dogs were chasing it. It then climbed up a gate and went straight into the roof. Mambas love roofs, love ceilings. It's nice and warm up there. It's safe. There's generally rats. And I must say, I get quite a few calls for mambas and roofs, and it's always an adventure. It's always fun. It's challenging, very challenging, but fun. However, yeah, I think my last one, we had to climb in a ceiling. It was like a day where it was about 35 degrees. It was in summer, and goodness me, it's hot outside, but it's twice as hot inside a ceiling. And today, I believe the temperature is supposed to be around 28, 29. And it's bearable, obviously, for us Durbanites. We're used to that weather. But to go into the ceiling, yeah, I don't even want to know the temperature. It's midday now. It's 1 o'clock. I don't know if I'm excited or not. I'm trying to work that out. But, I mean, I'm always pretty excited to, or very excited, shall I say, to go on a mamba call. I just hope it's not too hot in there. What I'm going to do, or what I plan to do, is I'm going to go into the ceiling. I've got a long stick with me that I use for crocodiles, and I'm going to tap the plastic and see if I can locate it, because you can hear them moving over that plastic pretty easy. I'm going to try that, and depending on if I find it, I'm going to go up onto the roof and take a few tiles off. That works. It's just I found it harder because you can't follow the mamba's movements, because when you're in the ceiling you can hear it go whatever direction. So we'll see. Mixed feelings about this one. But yeah, I'm expecting to lose some weight in this. And I've got a feeling this is going to be like one tough gym session. I'll chat to you when I'm in the ceiling, cooking.
Okay, this is a very difficult ceiling to navigate. There's a wall in here. I had to climb over the wall. Now I'm climbing over beams, but I can hear it. He's about a meter from me. So many beams on this roof. I've never been in a ceiling like this, and I've been in a lot of ceilings. But I can hear him now. It's nice and toasty in here. I've got it. It's in my hands. I'm balancing on the beams. And my friend Vincent's making his way over with my bucket. It was a hard one. See, I made a hole there in the plastic. I just saw the body stretched across the hole and I just grabbed it. And the tail popped out. And then eventually I managed to get his head. But I was close to falling through the roof. Yes, navigating this roof was harder than catching the snake. But finally, it's all getting out. You sorted down there, eh? Yeah, they sorted. Oh man, I need a cold Coke and a shower.
I'm exhausted after that one. It was so hot up in that roof. There's so many beams to climb over. Jeez, like a spider's web. Horrible, horrible ceiling to climb in. But we got the snake. That's the main thing. Got the snake, got the mamba. It's a nice size. I didn't really get to stretch it out because I put it in the bucket in the ceiling. I don't know, I'd say maybe 2.3 meters. So good size. The family were very, very relieved that I caught it. They were stressing, especially the homeowner. She was worried about her daughters being home alone and the mamba in the roof. I understand that. That's a fair worry. But in reality, mambas, you know, if there's a mamba in your roof, it's not going to come and bite anyone. A lot of people worry about it. But some don't. Like a friend of mine, he had three mambas going into his roof recently. Start of mating season, I think it was a female and two males, and they all went into his roof and he was fine with it. He knew they were not going to bother anyone. He didn't have dogs or kids, so I suppose that does make a difference. But yeah, he left him, he knew he'd take out any rats that were in there. So I mean, they're not really a threat in the ceiling, but I mean, obviously they do come down, and if they come down and they get cornered by a dog, there's big problems. We get so few mamba bites on people in Durban, so it's never my main worry. I mean, I obviously don't want anyone being bitten, but yeah, I just know they stick to the ceilings mainly. Gee, I've got to go. I'm meeting some people shortly to go and release two black mambas as well, so I'm pretty tired now, and I've got to deal with two more mambas. I'm going to sleep very well tonight.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.